Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington Economic Development Group Executive Director David Collins about how Wedge continues to promote and grow businesses in Southeast Iowa and how high school students can succeed in the real world. This is part one of a two-part interview. David, do you want to give a little bit of a brief introduction for yourself and maybe talk a little bit about what you do at the Washington Economic Development Group?
Sure. My name is David Collins, and I moved to Washington County a year ago in December. So I've been in this position with the Washington Economic Development Group now for just a tad over a year, and it's been a good year. We've been very, very busy. I'm very proud, I think, of what we've been able to accomplish as an organization here this past year. We have a solid group of investors and supporters and a really strong board. And this next year promises to be even better. It's really exciting, some of the things that are happening in the area, some that are very visible and obvious, but some of them in the background that aren't quite so obvious that hopefully will come to fruition here soon and people will be pretty excited about. Wedge is a nonprofit organization. We're 501c6. We receive support from both governmental entities, cities and counties, plus we have a large percentage, over 50% of our funding comes from private source. And so we have a lot of businesses in the county that support us. Five main areas that we're focusing on right now. One is workforce development, and that can include anything from diversity to childcare to recruiting students from college, you name it, under workforce. Housing is another major area. We're trying to get more housing opportunities across the board at all levels. We hope to get some lots onto the market by this summer, affordable lots for people to build on. So housing is a major, major issue. Business recruitment, some people think that's all we do. It's not. That's kind of an old school economic development, chasing smokestacks, but we still want to take every advantage we can to recruit new businesses to the community and look for those opportunities. Retention of existing business is another area, and that's huge, retaining and growing the employment bases that we have. That's where almost all new jobs come from, is from existing industry. And then organizationally, we're in the middle of a pledge drive to expand our financial base. So we've got a pretty progressive or aggressive plan of action for the next couple of years, and we need to be able to fund those things that we need to do. So pledge drive right now going on to provide support. So if anybody out there listening is not a investor in Wedge, you're welcome to join us and just give me a call and I will come visit with you and explain how you can get involved.
There we go. And is there any sort of dollar amount that someone can pledge, or is it just kind of up to what they want to do?
Our pledge levels, we have from a friend category all the way up to what we call advisory council level. The advisory council level is our top level. Friends level starts at $250 a year, but we're not hardcore on that. If somebody wants to get involved and they need to do it a lower amount, we'd still love to have them get involved.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, you talked a little bit about how Wedge has been growing, coming into its sixth year, correct? And it's crazy how much stuff you guys actually do. Like you said, new business support, networking, entrepreneurial startup assistance, and there's so much more that you guys do through Wedge. What kind of makes Wedge unique to an area like Southeast Iowa that's continuing to grow as Iowa City grows as well?
Wedge is, I'm not sure exactly what year it was founded, but my predecessor was here for 22 years, so I know it goes back a little ways, mm-hmm. But I couldn't tell you on that for sure. You know, there are similar organizations throughout the state, throughout the country to Wedge, and but I think what makes us unique is the public-private partnership, of course, and we're an ag-related county, and I think we're sensitive of that. We're trying to get more ag representation onto our board of directors. The casino in our community is really unique. That is a tool that a lot of counties don't have. The quality of life is so important in recruiting new industry and recruiting people to live in your community. So a new YMCA, a new library, available lots for people to build on, solid schools, childcare. That's why all of those things matter so much, is that quality of place that is so important, especially to young people these days. internet service. It's huge, as you know. So we've got an advantage there with the casino, having 218 or the Avenue of the Saints come through the county, and our proximity to the university are also good selling points. So we've got a lot going for us. I'm very optimistic about the future, and like I said, very excited. We've got several firms that are going to be, I think, seeing some significant job growth, and we want to do everything we can to assist that.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with David Collins. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.